So the great collateral grab is underway in places like Greece, where people are being told, well, the government in particular, being told, sell us your ports and your railways, a few islands, the Parthenon. Greeks are going to be tenants in their own country at this rate. They're not going to actually own anything anymore because the creditors are coming for the underlying real wealth. So this is happening throughout the European periphery at the moment, and that same dynamic is going to take hold in other places too. We're going to see capital flight to safety. Money goes from where the fear is to where the fear is not. So money is leaving places like Greece and Spain, and it's ending up in places like Switzerland and the United States, places that are perceived to be safe havens. But when lots of money is moving around, this is very destabilizing. So what governments will do is respond with the reintroduction of capital controls. The very thing that was removed, that initiated the era of globalization, is going to be replaced, and it's going to mark the end of the era of globalization. Because we're going to start reimposing controls on what money can do, where it can go, what access people can have to it. This is already underway in parts of the European Union. What we're going to see is falling prices. But people think, oh, well, that means things will be cheaper. Unfortunately, it doesn't. It's not price that matters, it's affordability. It's the ratio between how much something costs and how much money you happen to have in your pocket. And if the amount of money in your pocket is disappearing faster than prices come down, which is exactly what happens in a deflation, then even as prices fall, things are becoming less affordable than they were before. So this is the paradox of deflation: falling prices, but nevertheless less affordability. Because prices follow changes in the money supply. The money supply changes and prices change as a result. On the way up, we increased the money supply and then we watched people bid up the price of everything, including houses, for instance. So prices rose as a result of the increased money supply. When the money supply is decreasing, prices fall as a result. But the falling money supply comes first. At the same time, as you end up with this underway, unemployment starts to rise. It can rise very precipitously. It's of the order of 25 to 30% in the European periphery. Youth unemployment is greater than 60% in a number of different countries. So this is very painful there already. At the same time, wages and benefits get cut. Public entitlement programs disappear. Taxes rise. Rates rise. User fees get imposed on things that were previously free. So this becomes a perfect storm in financial terms. There's a very high risk of a systemic banking crisis under these circumstances. And just so as you know, the money you have in the bank is not your money. As far as the system is concerned, it's an unsecured loan that you have made to the bank. They may or may not keep that promise to repay you, depending on whether they're capable of doing so. Across the entire developed world, there either is already or is being developed legislation to allow for banks to be bailed out with the depositors' funds. This already happened in Cyprus last year. And the foundation has been laid for that to happen in many, many other places when a systemic banking crisis comes along. So be very careful about trusting in the solvency of middlemen. It's not a very good bet at the moment.